So we're approaching that time rapidly where it's time for the greatest celebration you could ever wish for. Yes, of course, the resurrection, the Easter period, and so on and so forth. And as we actually head towards Holy Week, we're delighted to be able to connect once again with the full-time team leader and chaplain, of course, for the James Cook University Hospital Chapel of Good Samaritan, Reverend Marie Edwards. Marie, as ever, a delight.
Good morning. Good to be here.
So this is one of those times of the year when certainly many people sort of, if they've gone through Lent, if they've worked through that whole process, they might have sort of thought, well, we've got to keep right on to the end of the road, as the old cliche goes. Is this one of those periods where we're just a bit like Advent, we're kind of waiting for something to happen, and or we're sort of thinking something might be happening, or is it just a case of it's time again to really consider the rebirth and resurrection that we're heading towards?
Yeah, I think it's important to really reconsider that. I mean, it's so easy week on week throughout the year when the pressures of life get to you, and you know, Lent comes around really quickly after Christmas and all the rest of it, to just kind of fall into the old pattern that you've done every year. You know, you give up chocolate or you give up wine or whatever, and that's all it becomes about. But it's important to remember why you're doing that, you know, and hopefully it's not just so that it'll help your slimming world pattern for the next, you know, however many weeks and days and things that you choose to do it for, and to remember what's at the end of Lent, and why we're doing that, and what that means for people who have a Christian faith.
We're recording this just ahead of St. Patrick's Day, of course, and we'll have possibly gone by the time this is actually aired and broadcast. But there is that sort of notion of 40 days, 40 nights. I mean, historically, a lot of folks still get confused about, well, Christmas is the same day every year, 25th of December. Why is it that we actually switch the timings of Easter? And as you rightly said, of course, it does appear to be very early this year. It's all to do with the full moon cycles and, of course, the Passover, I believe.
Yes, all sort of interconnected, and you know, a lot of people kind of focus on that and sort of do think to themselves, well, why do we not just fix a date and things? But I think the focus should be more on what we're doing and why we're doing it, and not to worry that it's a little bit earlier or a little bit later. And it can be very frustrating when it comes to term times at school and everything to kind of fit all your holidays in and whatever, but it's the focus of the Easter weekend, I think, that's important, and to look at what that is about, and Good Friday and Easter Sunday, and what's available and out there church-wise and service-wise, and where you can go and learn more about what the whole weekend is all about is the important thing to focus on.
And not just from a cultural perspective, I think it's important to have that moment. I mean, clearly the 40-day scenario of kind of taking time to reflect, time to work through that before. Obviously, the good Lord started his ministry, he took 40 days to really kind of reflect and work on that. It is, I think, even more important these days in a world where we tend to sort of almost expect the instantaneous, the immediate all the time, to acknowledge that actually the time to reflect and the time to not necessarily give up but do something positive, actually sort of work through the strategic lifestyles that we actually have, it's really critical and important to our continued development, not only as spiritual beings but also as human beings.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the stresses of life, especially in a world where technology seems to move at the speed of light sometimes, and you're expected to kind of know how it all works, and you know your deadlines are looming, and all those sort of pressures that go with whatever role you've got in life, whether it's a working role that you're paid for, or whether it's a volunteer role, or at home as a parent or whatever. There's always pressures that come with all of those roles, and just to be able to give yourself permission to take that time out and know that it's okay to have that time out, and just to reflect on where you are as a human being and whatever role you've got, is extremely important. Because I think people think if they're sat around doing nothing that you know, they're being lazy or they're being antisocial, or if they're taking time out that you know, it's not the right thing to be doing because they've got this list of jobs. And but if your mind and your body is all to pot and you can't think straight and you've got so many things going on in your mind, you don't know which to do first, then just taking that time out, you know, gives you a bit of perspective, and which of those list of jobs that you've got to do, which of those is important, and what can wait, and what does need to be done right now. And so just having that time gives you a little bit of perspective and just writes that balance in you, so you're not feeling so stressed and rushed all of the time, I think.
within the James Cook University Hospital, of course, we're blessed that we do have that zone of calm, as I like to put to the notion of the Chapel of the Good Samaritan and so on. It's always there, of course, 24/7, 365 days, or 366 days, of course, this year, being a leap year.
Absolutely.
In terms of services, would you like to just flag up some of the areas that will be taking place, obviously, from a Christian perspective, as far as the chaplaincy is concerned during Holy Week?
Yeah, we generally focus just on the weekend rather than do anything throughout the week. I mean, obviously, we'll have the usual Eucharistic services, one on the Monday at 1 o'clock and one on the Wednesday at 1 o'clock. The Monday one is a Roman Catholic service of the Word with Holy Communion, which anybody is welcome to, and the Wednesday one is the Church of England Free Church service, which again anybody is welcome to, and being in a hospital and not maybe being able to get to your local church, anybody is welcome to take communion at those services, so you can come to either of those. We will have some sort of reflective service at some point on Good Friday, so there will be something going on, and obviously anybody wanting to come, if they just look at notice boards for various times and things, and then we'll have the usual bedside services available on the Sunday of that weekend as well. And obviously, as you've said, the chapel is open 24/7. If anybody wants personal or private prayer, they're welcome to come down at any time. There's candles to light and prayer books to write in, so they'd be more than welcome. And we obviously also have the Muslim prayer room just next door to that. So if anybody wants to come down and use that, they'd be welcome to use that as well.
Marie, as ever, an absolute delight. I'm sure we'll speak, if not before Easter, then certainly sort of afterwards, and we talk about the celebration that works through that. And, of course, it's worthwhile remembering that the Easter celebration goes on, not just for Easter Sunday and Easter Monday.
Absolutely.
It continues long after that, so we'll work our way through that. And on a slightly anecdotal routine, let's presume that Aitor Karanka sorted out his challenges and that Middlesbrough back on the promotional track as well.
He's obviously had a little bit of time out and got his priorities right.
Yeah, precisely.
They're in place for Friday night.
Exactly. Marie Edwards, full-time chaplain for the James Cook University Hospital. Many thanks indeed.
It's a pleasure, Alex.